Well, go ahead and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, if you would. You can take one of these yellow sheets, pass them around, so you can follow along. As I said, you know, there's a sense in which we're passing a torch, we're passing a baton. This is a really beat-up track baton from when I was in high school. I used to run on the track team, the 4x8 relay. And so we would take this baton, if you are familiar with track, 800 is two laps around the track, and so four guys would run around, and the important thing was to get this baton across the finish line. You could have the fastest guys, but if you couldn't pass this baton from one person to the next, you would not succeed. And this happened to be the baton that we used because it had character. It was beat up a little bit. And when you're running distance, it doesn't really matter if your baton is like sleek and smooth. And so this is the one that we would take, and I've kept this baton with me. They actually let me keep this. I didn't, like, steal the baton from the school or anything, because that's what you're all thinking. But I was allowed to keep this baton because nobody else wanted to use it because it looked like this. But it's a reminder to me of really that is a picture of what the life that we live as Christians is as well. It's passing a baton, passing a torch from one person to the next. That phrase, passing a torch, really comes from the ancient pre-Olympic games that they had back in, really in Bible times and in those days. When they did relays, they didn't have batons. They had a torch that was what they passed from runner to runner, like you would see on the Olympic opening ceremonies, of a person running and handing that torch to the next person. And you guys, that's really what we are remembering tonight in our time in the Word together, is for you seniors, you've been handed that baton, handed that torch, and your job is to take that and run with it. For you who are freshmen, you're coming into the youth ministry to a time of instruction in your life, continued instruction after junior high, and you are being given that baton, and you need to receive it so that you will be ready to go and to give that to someone else. And there's a verse in 2 Timothy 2 that describes that probably more than anywhere else in all of Scripture. Starting at in verse 1, follow along with me. It says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." It's Paul writing to Timothy. Paul, probably the last letter that he wrote, he's about to die, and Timothy is younger than him, and he's passing that torch of ministry to Timothy. And he says, "Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." And here's what I want you to do. Verse 2. "The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Yes, he's describing really how the Christian life is like a relay. How Paul had given something, a baton, to Timothy, and Timothy is to pass that on to someone else. He starts off and he says, "Timothy, the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses." What had Timothy heard from Paul, do you think? In the presence of many witnesses. So, in a setting like this, he'd heard Paul teach. What kinds of things had Timothy heard Paul teach? What do you think? Anything? Yeah, Melinda?
Don't compromise.
Okay. Yeah, don't compromise. Good. What else? Edwin?
Rejoice in trials.
Absolutely. The gospel? Absolutely. He has all of Scripture, right? He'd been with Paul for a long time, and he'd heard Paul teach over and over the different things that are found in God's Word. Back in chapter 1, he says in verse 13, "Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me." He's referring to God's Word. He's saying, "You've heard God's Word from me." In verse 14, he says, "Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you." That treasure was God's Word. Paul had been faithful to teach Timothy and to teach others the Word of God. Timothy had been faithful to listen to that. And so he goes on and he says, "Timothy, those things you've heard from me, the gospel, the Word of God, those things that I've taught you," what's he to do? He says, "Entrust these to faithful men." Entrust, that's a rich word. It has the idea of to give or to commit, to deposit something of value for safekeeping. I think of it with my daughter sometimes. If I was to call one of you guys and have you come babysit for me, some of you would be excited to do that. Some of you would be like, "Oh, I don't want to babysit. They have like dirty diapers and stuff." But if you came over and I left my kids with you, and Chris and I went out and we got sushi and went to a movie or something, we'd have a great time. But I would be entrusting my children to you, wouldn't I? I would be giving them to you for a time period to keep and to watch over to make sure that nothing happens to you, right? I'd be passing them off to you for a period of a couple hours. Now, if I didn't think you were very responsible, do you think I would do that? Now, if I thought you were like, you know, you're a pyromaniac and you're going to like play with fire in my kitchen with my kids, would I probably say, oh, they'd be a great person to babysit? No. If you were faithful and reliable and I thought I could depend on you and you were mature enough to handle that, then I would say, hey, come watch my kids. And I'll go out and eat sushi and go to a movie. Yes, but I would entrust them to you. You would be faithful. And that's really what he's saying to Timothy. He's saying, as you would take something valuable, like for me, my children, for you, maybe it's a prized possession that you have. You know, maybe you really like to play guitar and you've got this great guitar. It'd be like giving that to somebody else to play or allowing somebody else to handle whatever your favorite thing is, or your most valuable possession. You would give that carefully to somebody, and you would only give it to somebody who was going to be faithful. He says, Timothy, that's what you're to do. You're to take what I have given to you, and you in turn are to give it to somebody else, to entrust it to them. Guys, what type of person would he pass it on to? Well, it would be somebody who was reliable, wouldn't it? Trustworthy, responsible, somebody who was going to take it and treat it well. You guys think about in a relay. If I was on a relay team and I had my baton and I'm running as hard as I can on my leg of the relay, you know, I'm giving it all I've got and I hand it to the next person and they just kind of, you know, take it and they're kind of, eh, yeah, woo, good job. Glad you ran hard. I'm just kind of going to walk around. I'm tired. Guys, would that be exciting to be in a relay team with them? No. If they were faithful, though, and reliable, and they were trying as hard as they could, and they'd trained well, I'd be excited to hand it to them and let them take off and run with it. Okay, so he's saying to Timothy, find those who are going to be faithful and entrust what I have given to you to them. Entrust God's word to those who are reliable and trustworthy and responsible. So he would entrust it to faithful men, and notice what they would do with it. Look at the end of verse 2. Entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So it's like Paul gives it to Timothy. Timothy gives it to faithful men. And then those faithful men do what with it? Pass it along to somebody else, right? The relay goes on. There's some arrows underneath that point, I think, on your hand out there. It would be Paul entrusting it to Timothy. Timothy entrusting it to faithful men, other faithful men. Those other faithful men finding other faithful men to entrust it to, right? And on the process goes. The baton is passed from one person to the next, to the next, to the next. That's the description of what Paul tells Timothy about how really to train others who are going to be faithful Christian leaders. You guys, but that principle is true for us as well. You guys, in all of life for you guys and for me, we are somewhere in that process on that relay team as Christians. If you are a believer, you are in that process of being taught by somebody else, being entrusted with something from somebody else, and then taking what you've been entrusted with and giving it to somebody else. You guys, we're each a part of that relay, a part of that process. For those of you who are seniors here tonight, you're more on the end of now it's time to give to others, aren't you? This stage of life for you is a stage. High school is a time of intense learning for you, both your education and also what it means to walk with Christ. You should be leaving high school with a mature understanding of what it means to be a Christian and a real hunger to know God and to serve God. That's my hope for you. And that's what I see in many of you. And so for you now, the time is in your life where you're going to continue to be entrusted with things. Sure, you're going to continue to receive teaching for the rest of your life, but now you should begin looking for those to whom you can pass that along to as well. Justin talked last week about getting involved in service and getting involved in ministry. Yes, that's what you're to be involved in. Yes, for those of you who are freshmen tonight, you're kind of on the other end, aren't you? You're at a point where you're heavy on the receiving end of things, where you're being entrusted with stuff. You're continuing to learn and soak up things so that hopefully in 4 years when you're sitting here as a senior and I ask you, what has God taught you over high school, you would have lots to say. Guys, and those of you that are sophomores, juniors, going to be seniors, you're somewhere in between, right? But we're all involved in that process. And so what do we need to do? The first thing that each of us needs to do is to be faithful or to be reliable with what we're entrusted with. Guys, Timothy was a faithful young man to soak up all that Paul wanted to teach him. And that's why Paul could write to him and say, Timothy, now pass that along. You guys, if Timothy had never listened to Paul, would he have had anything to tell anybody else? Nope. If Timothy had just been kind of like, you know, Paul's kind of an old man, and I mean, that's fine for him to think, but he doesn't really live in my world. You know, he's like my dad's age. I don't want to listen to him. Yes, would Timothy have soaked anything up? No. Yes, you need to be faithful, to be reliable to those things that you are taught and entrusted with. As Edwin said, most of that comes probably from your parents. Learn that lesson well. Soak up what your parents would teach you. They have biblical wisdom to offer you, many of you. And they want to give that to you, and you need to be receptive to that. Yes, church is a time when you are taught God's Word, both here in the youth ministry and in the main service. It's a great privilege for you to soak up God's Word, to learn all that you can now while you are in high school. Be faithful and reliable. Be like the Bereans in Acts 17. It says that they were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the Word with great eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Yes, is that you guys? That you receive God's Word with great eagerness? Man, I can't wait to learn more of what God has to say in His Word. Whether it's a lesson, whether it's interacting with one another individually, whether it's from your parents, be faithful to receive that. You guys, you need to be responsible to accept and embrace the teaching you receive. But that's only part of it, isn't it? That's like the first handoff that you receive. You get the baton and you run your lap, but then you've got to pass it on to somebody else, right? And I encourage each of you, the second thing there, to entrust what you've received to others. So be faithful with what you've received, and then entrust what you've received to others. You guys, pass on what you have learned and what you know to others. Some of you might be sitting here and say, you know, I don't really know too much about what it means to be a Christian, or I don't know too much about walking with Christ. You know, there's not too much I could pass on to somebody else. Because I guarantee you that if you're a believer here tonight, there is somebody out there who doesn't know as much as you do. And you can find them, and you can teach them the things that you know, and as you continue to learn, you will have more to teach and more to pass on others. Yeah, so as Justin said last week, look for chances to serve. Look for chances to do that. There's some formal opportunities, aren't there? Things like working in Awana. You can work with like a four-year-old like my daughter, and you can pass on the things that you know about God and His Word to those young children. You guys, other opportunities to volunteer through the church. But there's informal opportunities as well, just through your everyday interaction with other people. A lot of you have younger siblings at home that you can be an example to. Younger siblings that you can teach and you can encourage them to respect your parents. You can teach them those things. Maybe you're at school with younger grades and you can be an example to them and you can interact with them. You can pass it on to them. Even just the individuals, the friends that you have, you can pass that along to them. You guys, that's what it means to be a Christian and to be serving, is to be receiving things, to be entrusted with things, and then to pass that on to somebody else. You guys, I hope that each of you, when you get to the point of being seniors, that you could go on and on about all that the Lord has taught you throughout your time in high school. And for those of you that are seniors, I know many of you have talked with lots of you, and you could do that. And now you need to take that and pass it along. And for the rest of you, you need to be soaking it up like a sponge so that you will be equipped and ready to go out and to entrust that to others. Guys, at the bottom of your handout there, there's a couple of blanks with you in between. You guys, just like Paul passed the baton, the torch to Timothy, and Timothy then passed it along to faithful men, you and I need to be doing that. I want you to take just a minute, and in that first blank, I want you to list as many different people as you can who entrust the Word of God to you, or the opportunities in your life where the Word of God is entrusted to you. Maybe you go to a Christian school and you have a Bible class, or you have chapel. Maybe it's your parents, your older siblings, different youth leaders here. Who is it that is seeking to entrust the Word of God to you. And as you go home tonight, I want you to think about, how do you respond to them? Are you eager to receive what they would have to teach you? Do you greatly desire to gain the wisdom that they would seek to impart to you, the knowledge of the gospel and the Word of God? And then in the second space, the blank to the right of you, guys, think of who you can pass that on to. List as many different people or opportunities that you have to entrust the Word to others. Maybe it's to a friend, a younger brother or sister, the Cubbies, Sparkies. Paul wrote to Timothy and said, "The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." You guys, and that's the charge to each of us. To receive the things that we would be taught from God's Word, to then pass those along to others. Seniors, I'm so grateful for all that you've done, all that you've allowed the Lord to do in your life. It's truly been a joy to serve with you in ministry and to be involved with you. I know each of the leaders would express that as well. New freshmen, the good thing for me is that I will miss you when I'm in junior high, but I get to continue to be with you in high school. New freshmen, I know the junior high leaders will greatly miss you. You guys were an incredible class of junior hires, and I look forward to your involvement in high school. And the rest of you, it's exciting that you're still here, that life goes on for you. Another year of being faithful to the Lord. Another year, hopefully, of being used by Him in ministry. Yes, there's some big shoes to fill with the seniors graduating, and I challenge each of you to step up to the plate with that. To fill the void that was left with those who were seeking to be an example and seeking to be involved in ministry as they leave, that you might step in and fill those shoes. You guys can be faithful with all the opportunities that God has given you, both to learn and then to pass that on to others. Guys, what a shame it would be to be given the torch, to be passed that baton, and to drop it. I can remember one time when I was in high school running a relay team where we dropped the baton. We should have won the race, and yet the exchange was botched. You know, it's a distance relay. It's like the easiest thing in the world to pass the baton from one to another. And yet, we failed to do that. And so we ran well, but we couldn't pass the baton, and so we lost. You guys, and for generations of Christians to be faithful, it requires the passing of that baton from one to the next. And you have that opportunity to be involved with that. I pray that you will be faithful. Let's pray. Then we'll have one last thing tonight. Father, thank you for the time together tonight. I thank you for the seniors who have been so faithful, Lord. Have been faithful to sit under your word, both here in the youth ministry and in the church as a whole, to sit under the teaching of their parents, to receive that, and now are prepared, Lord, to go out into the college ministry and onto their college campuses and their jobs and to be a light for you. And they've been doing that, and they'll continue to do that. Lord, I pray that you would just continue to watch over them, to protect them, that you would give them strength to stand firm for you in the midst of hostile environments, Lord. And I pray that they would be faithful to take what they've learned, the things that they have been entrusted with, the gospel and the truth of your word, that they would be faithful to look for opportunities to entrust that to others. Lord, for those who continue in high school, Lord, I pray that they would be faithful to soak up all the teaching that they have the chance to receive now. Lord, from their parents and from the teaching of your word here at church and other youth leaders and other godly friends and examples, Lord, I pray that each of us would have a hunger to know you more, that as Timothy was faithful to receive all that Paul would teach him, so may we be faithful. And Lord, then may we all be looking for those opportunities where we can pass that on to someone else. Lord, keep us from dropping the baton as your word is passed to us and we seek to pass it to others. Lord, we thank you so much for our time together tonight. I thank you for the new freshmen that are with us tonight. Look forward to their involvement in the high school ministry. Just pray that you would bless them and that each of us might honor you the rest of this night. We love you. We thank you in Christ's name. Amen.